When the prodigal son came home, he was happy and dad was happy. But there's an older brother, and that's a different story. When he came in from the field, heard the music and dancing, who the party was for and why, he became angry and wouldn't go in. He said to dad, "Look, that son of yours squandered your property. I've slaved for you all these years, always obedient, yet you never even killed a goat for me and my friends." "But you're always with me, and all I have is yours," dad replied. "Your brother came home. He was lost and is found. That's why we had to celebrate." You see, the older brother had the joyous opportunity to be with dad even when the younger brother was gone, but he didn't see it that way. He had worked hard and earned his reward. He was the one that was proving himself to be the slave. The younger brother could only accept dad's generous provisions as a gift. That's the only way anybody can be part of God's kingdom. Receive it as a gift. Then serve God because you love him. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Hey folks, Mad Vax here. The Survival and Prepper Show, your one-stop shop for all your survival needs, is coming to the Boulder County Fairgrounds March 1st and 2nd. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. It's at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Discover what thousands have learned. PE Shows is where it's at. Come check out thousands of products showcased by hundreds of vendors. Go to peshows.com for more information.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
HughesNet is now better than ever, with faster speeds up to 100 megabits per second and unlimited data. Now you can do it all with HughesNet. Connect. Enjoy a fast and reliable connection wherever you live. Stream. Watch more video and do more video conferencing. And played. Enjoy online gaming with low-latency fusion plans that deliver a more responsive connection. HughesNet is satellite internet built for rural America. Call your local HughesNet retailer or Lead Electronics USA at 970-712-5280.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. place as your head comes crumbling down. Do you know what I mean?
Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com for both hours, the podcast section, Present Truth site, on americasfreedomnetwork.com, weekdays 11 to 1. The first hour is archived on americasfreedomnetwork.com. To the podcast section, to the Present Truth site. So, without a vision, the people perish. The principle applies not only to the people of God, but it applies in general, or even specifically to the people of the world. Vision. This is how empires exist. With lack of vision, empires end up in the landfill of history. Families that have vision, they plan the principles in the Bible. They plan for the future. They look ahead. But to look ahead, you have to have vision. My father-in-law, in the mid-70s, he heard about the mining industry taking off in western Wyoming, and he started one of the major plumbing companies in the Rock Springs area because he had vision. He saw where the money was headed, and he moved up there and became very successful. Vision. Donald Trump is operating on vision, and the vision that he has is to take this country from where it's been to where it would be best for it to go. He's going to be successful for a short time, but he's not blind to the fact that he is up against forces that are centuries old, powerful, not only corporations, but you have a military industrial complex that is like a grove of aspen trees. The roots everywhere. You can kill half of the aspen forest, three quarters of the aspen forest. You can kill 9/10 of an aspen grove, and they're all tied in together, but that one portion that you'd miss, once again, you'll have an aspen grove once again. He knows what he's up against. I don't think the American people understand it. They think that just by his executive order, he can change everything. He can affect and kind of direct things in a direction, but in 4 years, everything he's doing and momentum and the direction that he's taken can be halted and changed. There is a struggle by two in America. There's a struggle for the soul of the country, for empire. One group is attempting to keep empire in the globalist world, an empire that rules the world. Trump's vision is that America works with the world. We don't rule the world, control the world. They have to stand on their own 2 feet. And we have helped them financially in many ways. Now it's time that they grow up. The European nations right now, they need American finances. NATO needs money. The globalists in Europe, in NATO, in this country, they need this Russian war. This group want Russia completely destroyed. Trump wants peace, to bring peace in Ukraine, in the Middle East. Every direction Trump takes, the corporations, they don't have the vision they used to have. They have one vision presently: expand, get as much control as possible. The more control, the more the world becomes empire, ruled by these foundations, corporations, not just economically, but militarily, with technology. Donald Trump, this is a Herculean, like Hercules, it's a Herculean task that he's attempting to, that he's undertaken, that he's involved with. He's going to be successful for a while. The American people, right now, get yourselves out of debt. Your plans for the future, don't make big plans believing that the economy is going to turn around to the point where you're going to be able to, that you will have the ability to build that $100 million or that $1 million home. Don't think in those terms, because this is going to be short-lived. Donald Trump, he's spending himself. If you look at him recently, you look at how tired, you can tell. But he's going to stay, and he's going to continue until forces outside of his control come and remove him from power. Without a vision, the people perish. If you can understand what I'm presenting to you, this is the safest vision you can have. Get out of debt. Protect yourselves. Invest in your health. Stay away from gene editing technology.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave Info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curb for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Join me for the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies. That's the Rita Panahi Show, Thursdays at 5 p.m. here on AM 1360, Northern Colorado's best talk radio.
In his well-known devotional, My Utmost for His Highest, Oswald Chambers asks, are you ready to be offered? Paul writes in Philippians 2:17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Are we willing to be offered for the work of the faithful? Are we willing to bind our worldly selves to the sacrificial altar to have the things of the flesh removed? The altar means fire, burning and purification, and the removal of everything that God has not started, and of every attachment that is not an attachment to God. If we wish to experience the fullness of God working in us and through us, the things of the world must be removed. As Chambers says, tell God you are ready to be offered, and God will prove himself to be all you ever dreamed he would be. GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Money, power,
as your head comes tumbling down. So, without a vision, the people perish. Donald Trump will be successful in exposing corruption. He will be successful. He has been to this point. He has been exposing where the agencies, where the finances of the American people have been the conduits out to programs that are sinister, evil, satanic, to other nations. And he's going to continue to find more of these financial conduits out of this country to nations for weapons, for war, for creating more diseases in the labs. And at the same time, like I stated yesterday, there is a system that a family has been using, which is more sophisticated, financial system than the U.S. government. It's the Rockefeller Foundation system. The Albert Einstein concerning compound financing created by people that were employed by the Rockefeller family. Einstein said that as brilliant as he was, he doesn't understand it. Compound interest. He doesn't understand it. Little tiny, you know, mites of finance, just little bit here, a little bit there, and eventually it adds up. Well, it was a creation of the Rockefellers. It was used in ancient Babylon. It was a Babylonian accounting system, economic system, and that system has been used through the centuries, hidden, only used by the powers, the groups that through the centuries, through the last 2,000 plus years, 2,500 years. Eventually, it ends up in the United States, and the Rockefellers use it. And the thing about this ancient banking system, finance system, accounting system, is it's involved with spirits, with demons. Christ in, or Moses and the prophets talk about finance from God's view. It must be equal. It must be a righteous, lawful system. In the world of the occult, it is anything but lawful. It's anything but righteous. It is a system of theft. It's a theft system. This is what the United States right now is using. It's a theft system. And I believe that in my research, I found that heavily influenced by Rockefeller finance system, accounting network. They use a completely different system within the Rockefeller foundations than that is used in the U.S. government. Both are similar, but there is a big difference. Rockefeller accounting system is more sophisticated, and it is a system that is that can be, you might say, there are no trails as to where the money comes from, but where does the money go? And then Musk found this $4.7 trillion a day ago, day and a half ago. And there's no tags as to when the money leaves the treasury. There's no tagging. It doesn't show what group it goes to, what bank it goes to. It doesn't show anything. This is the Rockefeller system. And it's very difficult to track, if not impossible. But Christ said that, especially in these days, the principle was true through time, but more pertinent and more powerful now than ever before. Nothing will be hidden. Everything will be brought out into the open. Nothing can be hidden. So where this money is going, it's going to be revealed. Who's behind it will be revealed. Will the people of America overall care? No. They've been blue screened. They're watching the monitors and they're getting hit with blue light. It's affecting their abilities to think, to reason, to care, to want to resist. This is the purpose of the LED lighting, is to affect the thinking ability of the American people. They're under a spell because of this type of lighting. This is why Donald Trump is going to bring back incandescent bulbs. Incandescent bulbs, yeah. Lighting. Presently, you can buy incandescent bulbs outside of the country. But Trump knows what's happening with the screens that you're watching on your computer. Blue light. The proper light that should be getting into your through your eyeballs is unavailable unless you go out into the sun. Halogen lighting is good too. But another topic. As Trump continues, as through Musk, as they continue to dig deeper into where the money is going, the American people will get to see the corruption to a great degree. Our country and the people of this country don't care. They prefer what they had. They prefer to have a government run by Biden or Obama or Clinton, George Jr., George Sr., Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter. They prefer just give us the old systems, because we are making money on the old system. Millions, a great percentage of the American people have been benefiting from the systems of the Democrat Party. They don't have to work. They have more idle time. They have more income to buy their drugs, to do their evil, to watch their porn. They want what they want. They're not going to change. But in the meantime, Donald Trump is exposing it. And he's going to continue to expose it for a little bit longer. Then it's going to be over. And going back to this book I've been rifling through, The Rockefeller Controlling the Game. This is a great book. It's by Jacob Nordengard. There was another book, Thy Kingdom Come, written back in the 90s. It's no longer in print. And they expose how Rockefellers went into the reservations here in this country and they went to the using the Christian ministries, and they're telling the Indian tribes as they're ministering on the tribal lands, you know, God's kingdom is an invisible kingdom. It's not a kingdom, a worldly kingdom with finance, and it's spiritual. Give up your mineral rights. Give up the rights to your wealth in the earth. And this was a Rockefeller objective, using Christian organizations, mainstream denominations. And they were able to change the laws with the Indian people to benefit from the wealth in the dirt underground on the Indian reservations. Cunning plan. Thy kingdom come. They go into the Amazon, to the forests in South America, to the tribes, and take the property rights from the tribes. And who helped the Rockefellers do it? The Rockefellers had the government, tell these, let's say like the Methodists or the Episcopalians or whoever was going down into even the evangelical churches, the Baptists. When you go into a region to preach the gospel, tell us how many, report back to your board, the number of people in the little village, who the heads of the people, who the heads, the chief or the heads of the village. And they would do this all through the Amazon, all through South America. And all this information would go to the board. And the government passed laws where they had access to the reports coming back to the Baptist churches. And the government could go in and look at, okay, there's an area here. We want to develop this, but here are the tribes that we have to get the rights, the mineral rights, and we have to have the tribal leaders so that they can sign off. We will give them a little bit, but we want to develop what's in the ground. The USGA goes into Venezuela, and they go all through Venezuela to mine or to do a study on the wealth in Venezuela. Diamonds and gold and silver and copper and etc. What's the U.S. government doing in Venezuela? USGA, sent in by Nelson Rockefeller, by the American government. This is why we want Venezuela. This is why Venezuela is resisting empire. And the only way to resist was through help coming from Russia. Russia's been used by God to play a big part in keeping America expanding her borders. Venezuela, this government wants all the diamonds, the wealth, the gold in Venezuela, but it was a Rockefeller plan. This Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man, inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
And we're witnessing the revolution, but it's not with guns, not with bullets. It's with computers and brilliant young men. The revolution is to find where the money went. Where did it go? How did it get there? Who was responsible? What programs are being used? And it's happening, and we're watching it. A lot of people aren't happy with it. Now, there's a article out. There's an article out of Alt Media or AltMarketUS.us, and this was today. Conspiracy theorists were right about everything. Now what? Brandon Smith. I'd take highlights to make a point. Many years, alternative economists, conspiracy theorists have argued that according to the evidence, there's been an organized criminal cabal operating a long time running agenda to exploit and eventually destroy Western culture. So what has been happening with Doge? What have they been exploiting? And you know, what have they been exposing? We've suggested that much of this agenda was being funded with our own tax dollars while using government institutions and NGOs as vehicles for social engineering. He's talking about social engineering, which is a big part of it. Social engineering, definitely. Through the DEI and etc. And this money to the non-governmental organizations, which are governmental organizations. Any money that goes to any organization becomes a government hand. 20 years since I started the work in the Liberty Movement, I've seen corruption beyond imagination. It all culminated in 2020 to 23, when many of us battled against the imposition of total medical tyranny and mass woke indoctrination. Even after starting startling Orwellian period, we were still called conspiracy theorists. He said, I've seen enough to know what's happening today, and it's truly unprecedented. And we are absolutely, he is correct. It's unprecedented in what Elon Musk is finding and what Donald Trump is doing with Canada. Donald Trump is basically telling Canada, your borders are open because you are allowing Chinese drugs, and you are allowing immigration to come in through your borders into this country. This is what Trump has a problem with Castro Trudeau. And now it's China, Chinese drugs, immigration or illegal immigration via China through Canada. My running theory has always been, going back to Brandon Smith, running theory has always been that once the House of Cards comes crashing down, the truth will be revealed to a wider public. The whole lot of skeptics that used to call us fringe crazies and tinfoil hatters suddenly are now seeing they saw it coming all along. The conspiracy theorists were right about everything. Truth is coming to light in a big way. If I can turn the page here. Boy, this paper is sticky. Cannot get it apart. Okay, it's like the brand new dollars. I wish it were dollars. If these were $100 bills, these papers, I wouldn't mind. So what does this mean for the future? The recent dismantling of USAID and the open investigation into numerous federal agencies opened a Pandora's box. Covert funding that these institutions are involved in, including millions in payoffs and to various news media outlets and propaganda platforms. He says, I believe, just the tip of a massive iceberg that could very well sink the United States system faster than the Titanic. The Doge group has just begun dipping their toes into the dark waters of the Treasury, Medicaid, Social Security, and the Defense Department. Like I was saying in the first hour, the Defense Department, major. Boy, I don't have the time. I'm going to mention to you a group called the Highlands Group. The Highlands Group created, I think, during... Let me check. Let me flip around and get the article so I can give you direct, accurate information. Okay, I got it. I don't know. Why do I like this stuff? I don't know. I guess because this is part of the ministry God has called me to just investigate the children of the devil, to see how the world on the other side runs, on the dark side. King David, he was a wise man. He was skilled in battle. He would kill bears and lions with his bare hands or with what he had. He killed Goliath with a sling. But one thing about King David, which for all Christians, every Christian should have this attitude. If you don't know who your enemy is, you're going to be a victim. If you don't know who your enemy is, you're going to suffer. And if you don't suffer, those around you that you love are going to suffer. The principle is you need to know your enemies. This is Donald Trump's strength. Hate him, dislike him, disagree with him. He knows who his enemies are. This is an advantage, a great advantage for every Christian and every person to have. Know your enemies.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution. What's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Okay, so continuing, like I was saying, if you don't know your enemies, you're going to become a victim. You're going to die. You don't want to die. You want to live. You have to study who your enemies are. Donald Trump is exposing your enemies, American people. He's exposing who those individuals are that want to kill you. And I'm kind of doing a quick loop here. I'll give you another example of why you better know your enemies and why those who think that the conspiracy theorists are just full of nonsense. This is out of the Wine Press today, or the 7th of February. CDC recommends relocating high-risk individuals to camps. Nations are actively setting these up. What kind of camps? You're sick. I was visiting with some friends last night. Remember in the Old Testament, you had the people that had the disease, I can't think of the name, leprosy. And they were quarantined to camps. Well, the CDC is going to have that same kind of authority to quarantine people that they consider to be high risk to camps that have sicknesses. This was published in August 10th, 2021. Many have forgotten the recommendations that were put in place by the CDC and other governing bodies for quarantining. On July 26, 2020, Center for Disease Control Prevention published a document describing the implementation of what they call a shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections. Guess who used it already? The Chinese in China. People living in these, you know, multifamily dwellings like 15 stories high and about 1,000 units in the building that had the doors on the outside. The screen door was metal, and they welded the metal and quarantined these people in their apartments. The new document says it's already been written to outline guidance focused on camps, displacing populations, and low resource settings under the subheading, "What is the shielding approach?" Question mark. They describe the removal of individuals who are labeled high risk from the public or who are labeled low risk and relocated into what is called green zone in the household, neighborhood, region, and or camp to minimum or no contact with family or other residents. The CDC report reads, shielding approach aims to reduce the number of severe COVID-19 cases by limiting contact between the individuals and higher risk of at high risk of developing severe diseases. This is why I say if you don't know your enemy, you're going to be a victim. Whether you're Democrat or conservative, if you don't know your enemy, you're going to be a victim. If you don't want to believe that your enemy has the power to relocate you to a setting where you'll have no contact with family. This is what we call draconian and where? Worldwide. But this policy is going to be used in the land of the plumed serpent. This is going to be the norm in America. Okay. So I've got three articles here. Number one was the Wine Press, February 7th, 2025, the winepressnews.com, winepressnews.com. CDC recommends relocating high-risk individuals to camps. Nations are actively setting them up. Secondly, out of alt media, altmarket.us today, conspiracy theorists were right about everything. Now what? Then the establishment media argues that U.S. aid represents only 1% of the total federal budget. Well, that may be true, but 1% is quite a bit of money, as if it makes a budget waste acceptable. But if there is that much mismanagement and gerrymandering on a smaller organization like U.S. aid, imagine how much fraud there is in the rest of the federal government. Now, I've talked about this. The Department of Defense, this is massive. But Trump has ruptured the membrane of evil. I stated this yesterday. Go to yesterday's program, Tuesday's program. A membrane, within this shield is all the corruption of the families of the United States of America, the American government, the continuity of government, senior executive services, the government corporate complex, the Department of Defense, the Highlands Group, Vanguard, BlackRock, Kellogg, etc., et al. Trump used this individual by the name of Elon Musk and his team of brilliant people. God trained them, whether they know it or not, to have a mind that is able, that is focused on zeros and ones and keyboards and screens. And they do, all they do is hunt down the rabbit hole. Back in the 80s, what was that little for the children? Fraggle Rock, the Doozers. All they do is do. The Fraggles and the Doozers. The Doozers, they just want to work. And that's what these young men and these young women are. Doozers. They hunt down criminal activity.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Down at Fraggle Rock, That's where Doge is right now. The Doge young men are down at Fraggle Rock dancing for another day. Let the music play down at Fraggle Rock. It's what they do. They're exposing. And this is just the USAID is the pin or the spike that ruptured the membrane to the corruption in the United States corporation or slash government, if you want to call it a government. The membrane has been breached. The walls have been breached. USAID is the, let's say 1%. 1% is better than 0%. But now through this breach in the corruption in the United States government and the individuals that have been, that have dirtied their hands are dirty. They, just like these bankers, these robbers that go into a bank and they get the, open the bag and it has that dye, it explodes and they have the dye on their hands. They can't get it off and they have to walk around and wait for their skin to shed to get rid of the dye. All the people that have been corrupt, Warren, Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, Shifty, Maxine, Polluted Waters, you have Nancy, drunk all the time, Pelosi, all these people, their hands are stained with corruption. Then you have the nephew, Gavin Newsom. And this is what Doge has done. The membrane, the walls have been breached. The United States, the corporation is over. What is going to replace it is a totalitarian state. And the totalitarian state will follow Trump. Post-Trump is coming. But in the meantime, what needs to be exposed is being exposed. USAID is the weapon that has been used to rupture the membrane of corruption. I'll be back tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Here's the deal. If you would like to noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us here at AM 1360. KHNC is not just any radio station. Our listenership has grown tremendously over the past year or so because of all the quality programming that's been added. Programs such as The Dan Bongino Show, which KHNC is one of only three stations in Colorado licensed to air the show. Our listener engagement time averages over 3 hours, and our rates are about half of other stations, even though in most cases we have more listeners. Call us at 970-587-5003, and we will schedule you to come on the air free of charge to tell the listeners all about your business. We will also cut a custom commercial for you to be played during the breaks while you are on the air. So again, if you want to try something that will noticeably increase the amount of business you're doing, call us at 970-587-5003.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.